Would everyone in the Missouri Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper galleries, please rise for a prayer by Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 2. Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, we ask for your help and guidance. Help us to work together and to look to you for wisdom in the process of deliberations. Help us to make decisions that promote justice, compassion, and the common good of all Missourians. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Barnesketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Cass is here. Senator from the 1st is here. Senator from the 32nd is here. Senator from the 4th is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 17 a.m.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close?
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from Clay County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am very honored to introduce a special guest. Dr. Lancer Gates is joining us as the doctor of the day. He's also the president of the Missouri State Medical Association and a constituent of Senate District 17. He's joined by Michaela Lebo and Harita Abraham, both medical students at Kansas City University, and I'd ask the body to make them feel very welcome today.
Let's welcome the doctor of the day, as well as these two fine students to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests, the senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, would the McCords please stand up? We have Brad and Jennifer McCord. They're here. Their daughter is being recognized today. She's from Missouri State University. She's one of the citizen scholars. Would you all please make my guests feel welcome? Thank
Let's
you,
Let's welcome
President.
The McCords to the Senate chambers. Chair would make an introduction on behalf of the senator from Greene County. We have some guests in the upper gallery from Missouri State University. If they would rise, let's welcome these MSU students and alumnus here. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Jefferson.
I have a Senate concurrent resolution sending forward.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from Lawrence County. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1387, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to child protections required for certain children's homes.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills, the senator from the 7th. Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1388, introduced by Senator Razor, an act relating to sales tax exemption for certain nuclear facilities.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1389, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to the compensation of circuit clerks.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1390, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill, no explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1391, introduced by Senator Lueckmeyer, an act relating to educational scholarships.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 20th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1392, introduced by Senator Trent, an act relating to educational opportunities for elementary and secondary school students.
Introduction of bills. the senator from Franklin County.
I'd like to request a point of special.
The senator from Franklin requests a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Up in the upper gallery, I'd like to introduce, we have Presiding Commissioner Jill Gildow.
May I repeat that? It's Commissioner Jill Gildahaus of Warren County, as well as Presiding Commissioner Tim Brinker of freedom-loving Franklin County. So please help me give them a warm welcome to the Senate chambers.
Let's welcome these county commissioners to the Missouri Senate chambers. Introduction of bills. Senator from Green.
I'd like to seek unanimous consent from this esteemed body to introduce a few special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I know you actually introduced a few folks from Missouri State, but as they are my alma mater and they are with us today, I wanted to give another quick shout out to a group of students from Missouri State University down in Springfield. Thanks for being here, Bradley. Appreciate you always being here. You do a great job. And then on top of that, I wanted to introduce, although the notes here, hard to get good help, five, not six, let me correct that, students from Missouri State Citizen Scholar. They are the recipients of the Citizen Scholar Awards from Missouri State. We've got Tyler Crane from Buffalo, would be the senator from Dallas's district. Heather Day, who is not with us, from the Colony in Texas. Susan Hardy from Nixa, so senator from the 20th, that would be your neighborhood. Triana Leach from Oakville, Missouri. Sarah McCord from California, Missouri. And Eric Netzer from Greenfield. So I would like the body to make these citizen scholars very welcome. Appreciate you guys coming up today and the bright futures that you hold, hopefully, in this state moving forward. Thanks for being here,
guys. Welcome these citizen scholars from Missouri State University. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive an address from the Honorable Mary Russell, Chief Justice of the Missouri Supreme Court.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess to repair to the House to receive the address from the Honorable Mary Russell, Chief Justice, Missouri Supreme Court.